Do you like to read physical books, ebooks, or audiobooks? Despite the increasing popularity of digital books, print books still hold the majority of sales, and I, for one, love that. Beth Driscoll, Professor in Publishing and Communications at the University of Melbourne, is joining us now to discuss whether we still need print books, why they're still making the majority of sales, and what really is the difference between the tactile sensation of a physical book or just reading it on a screen. Beth joins us now. Beth, thank you so much for joining the show this morning. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you here on the show. So one of the things I'd like to ask first is physical books, ebooks, audiobooks, there's a lot to like, there's a lot to maybe dislike depending on your persuasion. What is it about physical books that ebooks and audiobooks can't exactly measure up to when it comes to publishing sales?
It's such a great question, and I think one of the ways that the publishing industry has developed is we've ended up with this landscape in which there's different choices for books. So we have the print books, we have the ebooks, and we have the audiobooks. And it's become something of a hybrid landscape where you can make your choice based on what your preferences are and what suits you and your lifestyle. And, you know, book publishing is a bit different to maybe music and movies that way, which has gone very largely digital, maybe apart from vinyl records. But I think readers are spoiled for choice. And so it's really invited us to think about what is it that we like about a print book. And, you know, for a lot of people, it's the smell of print books, or it's the feel of the paper, or even some people have spoken to me about being able to follow the story more easily. If it's a print book, you can kind of find yourself on the page and kind of concentrate better with a print book. But, you know, there are lots of things to love about ebooks and audiobooks too that people have realised. So the formats become important for people.
I'm definitely a weirdo when it comes to books as well. I do like the actual sort of weight of it, but also, yeah, a good sniff of your book halfway yep. through the story is, you lose that in the digital age.
I call it bibliosmia or something, people who like the smell of books. There is a fancy word for it.
Oh, okay, there's something I'm going to look up. As soon as this interview is over, I've got a new title to put on my social media handle. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. So looking to authors then, we've got this sort of broad market choice now. People can consume their stories in a lot of different ways, which is pretty cool. But coming down to authors, do authors typically like to publish physical books? Is there still a push for physical sales? We did an interview a little while ago with a wildly successful author through electronic books, making quite a lot of money and quite a big success. So what does it kind of look like now for authors? Do they want to publish still physically? Is there a bit more of a push to the digital side? What's going on there?
I think it really depends on the genre that an author is publishing in, and because that affects the readers and what they'll be looking for and what success looks like for an author. So I've been part of a research project that's interviewed authors who are self-publishing across regional Australia. So we've worked with authors in Alice Springs and Winton in Queensland and Broken Hill in New South Wales. And most of the authors we talked to wanted to self-publish a print book. In fact, they didn't even seem to think of ebooks because they really wanted to put down either their life story or their local history in a format that they could share with their community and their family and friends. So the print book really was part of what they were trying to achieve in terms of some cultural heritage or making something permanent that could last and be shared. But if you're an author writing, say, romance fiction, most of your readers will be wanting to read ebooks, and so it makes a lot more sense to publish in an ebook format. Although even then, with technology today, it's quite easy to do both. If you're going to do an ebook, it's not too hard to do a print-on-demand version as well. So there's a lot of choices for authors.
Right, yeah, I guess it kind of almost seems like a intuitive, just self-evident that if you have a book in a physical copy, you can give it to another person. You don't necessarily need an electronic medium to have battery charge and be able to take the same files, right?
That's right. And if you're putting a life story together, which a lot of self-published authors we spoke to are, maybe including some photos, then you're doing it for your family and for your friends, and you want to be able to give it to them so they can hold on to it. So I think there is something kind of precious about that print format as a container for stories and culture.
Yeah, there's something quite important as well in terms of the physicality of books being those carriers of history and knowledge. I think we see that a lot in times of war, going all the way back to the Great Library of Alexandria, when that was burned down to contemporary conflicts in, let's say, Ukraine or Gaza, or even 20th century book burnings, the destruction of libraries targeted in war. Why are libraries targeted in war, and what does that say about the importance of print books?
Yeah, it's so tragic to see and really hard to watch books being burned, and I think it does affect people in quite a visceral way, because books are stories and culture and knowledge. So an attack on print books is an attack on a community or a people's culture. And it really does remind you that even though people might be drawn to publish print books because they feel permanent, they can be very precarious and fragile as well. And that's where, you know, digitising and backing up collections of books can be a good way that digital and print can work together to try and make culture more secure and kind of protect it in times of conflict, because we do see libraries and book collections being targeted.
Yeah, it's a great, tremendous loss of historical and cultural knowledge and shared stories. Beth, we're almost out of time for our short interview today, but one of the last questions I wanted to ask was, how can we support the production of physical books? I myself am a big fan of the physicality of books, and I want to see that keep going. So how can we keep these solid tomes of knowledge in our hands and off our computer screens?
Well, yeah, that's a great question. And I think being intentional about it, the way you were just then in asking the question, thinking about why does a print book matter to me? How does it fit into my life? And how can I make sure it still has that place in my life? So whether that's caring for the books you own or giving them as presents to people in your life with, a certain gift-giving opportunity coming up soon, or even just making sure you're a supporter of your local library and take out a membership card and support those places where print books still matter. Going along to book launches, going along to bookshops, just keeping it all vibrant.
Absolutely, and I'll definitely support going to the local library, because guess what? They don't just have books. They've got all your DVDs and movies too. It's fantastic.
Yeah, amazing. And computers.
And if your streaming services don't have your movies either, you can get the book version or you can get the DVDs there. Go for libraries. We love them.
Yeah, they're incredible hubs.
Incredible hubs. Beth, that's all the time we've got today, but thank you so much for joining us here at 2SER to talk all about the importance of print books. It's been
a pleasure
speaking with you.
Happy reading.
Happy reading. Thank you, Beth.
Thanks.
That was Beth Driscoll, Professor in Publishing and Communications at the University of Melbourne, talking to us about why physical books are still important in the age of digital information.